There is nothing wrong with your internet. Do not attempt to adjust your settings. We are controlling the podcast. We control the squealing and the screams. We can make your heart flutter, your eyes blur from tears, or sharpen your mind to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit back. We are in control of what you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your setting. You are about to experience the awe and mystery known as the female mind. You are now entering the Fangirl Zone.
Back to the C Word, an Orphan Black Echoes podcast on the Fangirl Zone. I'm Kim.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Sean Fangirl S.
Today we're talking about season one, episode 7, The Dog's Honest Truth. It's written by Anna Fischko, John Fawcett, and Graham Mason. Also directed by Samir Rahim. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yep. Well, I didn't get the streaming numbers yet for this week, but I've got an episode 7 recap. Kara confronts hard truths when the printout she made of Eleanor meets Lucy, while Jules tries to turn the tables on Daros and Xander to escape the compound.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the fact that she did that, but we'll get there. So episode 7, Orphan Black Echoes, begins with Lucy coming by Kira's, since, you know, she can't find Jules. Eleanor learns the truth, and Lucy sneaks out to find Jules on her own. Yeah. Nice one, Lucy. It's like, zoink, I'm going to go this way.
Yeah.
Don't put this on me. You showed up.
Yeah.
Well, to our house, and can you imagine when you open the door and you see a younger you? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That. No. That's when I say, I'll check you later.
I mean, obviously, Eleanor is furious and totally has the right to be.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine? Like you said, Kim, you just walk in and there you are. There's your, like, 20-something self. Yeah, I don't think so. So that little fight between Eleanor and Kira, especially, and I don't know about you guys, when she kind of dug in with, especially with what you grew up with the cloning, it's like,
yes. Ooh. Yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
Ow. Ow. No one should mess with death, least of all you. She refuses to listen to anything Kira has to say and leaves. And I don't blame her. Not in one little iota.
Nope.
Meanwhile, Xander apologizes to Paul Daros. Excuse me? What? For messing up his plan? That is not who you're supposed to be apologizing to. I'm sorry.
For real.
But he is, like, so desperate for Daros' approval, and he promises to fix it. He pretends to steal the master key to show Jules the printer that they were printed in. He tries to comfort her by explaining how Buddhism believes all bodies have souls, including printouts.
And I don't have any idea where he came up with that.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure it's not written anywhere.
Yeah. I love the, hey, let's lay in here. I wasn't laying there.
No.
I was worried something was going to happen. Like, he was going to close it on her or something. He refuses to listen to her as she points out that he's a prisoner too, since he can't leave the grounds. And, guess what's in her pocket? I'm surprised they didn't, like, search her and take everything.
Right. So
she still has that drug. And, all right, it was getting a little creepy there for a minute when she starts talking and semi-flirting. And, you know, he's thinking, she's going to kiss me. And it's like, ugh, no.
No.
But she drugs him instead. And as he goes down, she steals the master key and runs off. As for Xander, wow. everything that he's going through, I did feel a little bad for him with that moment because he's seeing Daros taking care of his sick sister, and apparently Daros got the crap beat out of him a couple of times. Makes me wonder what was happening in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually very sad. He's clearly abused by, I'm assuming, his father. All right, on her way out, Jules takes this ominous-looking chip from Daros' office, deactivates the sonic barrier, and runs off. Daros is annoyed by the developments, but tells Tom to follow Jules, as she will lead them to Lucy. Elsewhere, Lucy learns that Neva and Pam... learns from Neva about Pam, and they visit her. Therapist goes on about Jules being with Daros, how she has a higher purpose, and that Daros is untouchable. I mean, I like, at what point, I don't know, Pam's, like, indignation is, like, I was, like, she has a gun.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lucy, just punch her in the face. Like, I was, like, just punch her in the face. Just punch her in the face, shoot her in the face, shoot her in the leg. I don't know. I was yelling all I was yelling a whole bunch of things at the screen.
She was very culty right there, so maybe that's why she's like, Daros will save me. It's like, no, honey.
I know. Lucy simply knocks her out and goes back to Kira, who is frantic as she has been secretly dosing Eleanor with plasma treatments to delay Alzheimer's signs. I mean, it's just... I know Kara had a good, like, she has a good heart, but this was all, it was handled all wrong.
It was getting worse and worse the more she started talking.
I know. Lucy assures her that she will find Eleanor, but she needs Kira to take down Daros. Kira accepts, and she needs to let go of the original Eleanor, and having found closure, she gets to work. Meanwhile, printout Eleanor meets with Lucas and tells him about her Alzheimer's. He is already distraught, but Lucy shows up. Oh, God. And Eleanor ends up telling him the whole truth. He is very upset because he didn't, like, he's very upset. Like, can you imagine somebody telling you your parent died? You didn't know. You didn't go to a funeral. Your parent was replaced with somebody else. And you never got a chance to say goodbye. That's what happened to Lucas. He is upset as he's morally wrong for printouts to exist and walks off. Lucy confronts Eleanor, who feels like an imposter.
Well, do you think that he was just mad that this happened or thinking, okay, mom has lost it or like a little of everything? And how did I felt like he didn't recognize the younger version.
He didn't. No. I don't know why.
It's like, did you not see any pictures of your parents as children? Or younger, at least? Come on.
Yeah. Well, she shares that if the original memories make printout Eleanor happy, that's all that matters. They end up talking about the only bloody memory Lucy has, and Eleanor reveals that it is their dad's death. He was depressed, and he took his life with the bloody knife young Eleanor found. Well, that's better than Eleanor killing him, at least.
That's what I thought this whole time.
Yep.
So, much better.
Sure. Yeah. As for Jules, she finds a runaway dog from a nearby shelter with a tracker. The two head to a rest stop where she calls Craig. The owner is scared of the dog, and Jules helps her in return for a favor. After she and the dog leave with Craig, Tom shows up. The rest stop owner tells him about the tracker, and he thinks he has hit the jackpot. Meanwhile, Craig and Jules talk. She feels like a freak show, but he assures her that where they came from doesn't matter. It is where they'll go. She agrees and decides to fight back as she calls Lucy to the dockyard.
Did anybody else think that that dog was really well trained?
Yes.
Like, oh,
no, I can see that. Looking at
her
his...
being a stray, yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah, if he had just gotten out a few days ago, then, yeah, he'd probably still remember some of his training from his actual home.
But then I was also thinking he was a printout.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of weird shit is happening? I'm just saying. Well, as for Daros, he cracks down on Xander, believing that if he cannot do the simplest of tasks of convincing Jules, he's not a perfect copy and cannot carry on his legacy.
I'd be like, look at me. I'm like 30 years younger than you. Say something.
Where's the red flag guy when you need him? You know? Right. Because it's like, wow, okay, so, oh no, the kid can't do everything. You're a jerk. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think I screamed that at my TV multiple times, although in much harsher language. So Xander asks about his sister, or their sister, but Daros doesn't, deign to respond. And Xander, upset, takes his stuff and leaves. So maybe Xander is finally waking up, and this is a good thing.
Let's hope so, because if not, he won't live too much longer.
No, hopefully. But Tom finally tracks the dog to the dockyard where Jewel's standing there as bait. And I love it. He's like, oh, look at it. It's a party. It's like, oh, God, you need to be punched in the face.
Yes.
Before he gets out of his car, though, after he grabs his gun, because obviously he needs his gun everywhere.
Jerk. Right.
Lucy and Eleanor ram into the car with their truck and they drive away while the dog eats Tom's dismembered ear. I wanted to text you guys the minute I seen that fall off and the dog grabs ear and runs. I was like, is that his ear?
That's what I turned and said to Jen. I was like, what did he just run off with? And she's like, his ear. And I was like, what are we watching?
I was disappointed that the dog didn't try to eat his busted up leg or something,
At first I'm like, was that a finger? I'm like, that was his ear. Oh my God. No. Okay, you are killing me. And he just looks at him. I'm like, what just happened? Seriously. I'm like, when did I turn on a horror movie?
Yeah.
Lucy then updates Kira, who is going through Josh's laptop, which, by the way, me. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. He has records of the time he printed Xander and doesn't understand what Daros wants. Really? You didn't? Are you that naive? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Kira decides to meet with Emily and tells her about Josh's involvement. At the end of the episode, Emily asks her to tell her everything and takes out a gun. But we don't think that Kira sees anything yet.
Nope.
So I'm kind of wondering what's up with her right now.
And now I'm like, what's happening? Fade to black. No!
Yeah. Well, we do have some feedback for this episode. As always, our Fred friend from the Netherlands has provided some audio feedback. So let's hear what he thought about episode 7.
Hello, Steve, Terry, Sean, and Kim, and all listeners to the C-Word/The Fangirl Zone. This is Fred from the Netherlands with some feedback for Orphan Black Echoes Season 1. Episode 7. I will start with the best quote. Almost at the end, when Jules gets in the car with Lucy and Eleanor, Lucy introduces Jules to Eleanor and says, me. Second best quote is that then Jules asks, are you the real deal? Well, and then she finds out that Eleanor is also a printout. And then the very best quote is, well, at least we age gracefully. Really a great quote. I think this episode gives quite some clarity, quite some answers, and less secrets between people. Eleanor knows what is happening. Lucas knows what is happening, although he doesn't accept it and can't accept it. Lucy, Jules, and Eleanor, and Greg, and eventually also Kira, are going to work together against Paul Daros, and eventually possibly also Xander. It is great that the whole bathroom mystery is solved now, because Eleanor told Lucy what happened, and probably Jules will know soon as well. That's always what I love about Orphan Black, that most mysteries don't stay for a very, very long time, like 2 seasons. They get resolved, but you just get new ones. And I like the whole teaming up. If you see the original series where Allison was quite different from Cosima, etc., eventually they made Clone Club and worked together. And we see more or less the same here. Okay, that will be all for now. Greetings, all the best, Fred from the Netherlands.
Well, Fred, I have to agree with your favorite quote of the episode. That was awful good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they
definitely
were.
Definitely was.
All of them.
And yeah, you do get the feeling that with Eleanor, Lucy, and Jules, they're forming up now, and hopefully we'll keep Kira from getting involved if at all possible.
It should be interesting, like, how everything plays out.
Right.
Because, yes, you're right, they usually don't keep things going for, you know, an incredibly long time, but let's hope that they keep with that.
Right. Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts on each and every episode this season. Our deadline for feedback is 6 p.m. Eastern every Friday during the season. You can send your feedback via email or audio to contact us at fangirlzone.com.
So please review and rate us on iTunes and any other platform you use the podcast, use to listen to the podcast. With good ratings and reviews, it helps other fans find the show. And there are plenty of other Orphan Black Echo podcasts out there, so we would appreciate it. Tell your friends, and I hope you are enjoying the podcast. And don't forget to check out all the other great Fangirl Zone podcasts.
You can go over to www.fangirlzone.com, check out all the ways to get a hold of us, all the different podcasts that we have, because we have several, several podcasts. And, of course, send us your thoughts, because we want to know. And, I mean, what part do you think the dog should have eaten? I'm just wondering. So, but for this episode of the C Word,
I'm Steve. Death is not something that you can just skip over.
I'm Kim, and I appreciate both my ears.
I'm Sean Fangirl S, and until next time.